Yeah, I think it is. I think Peter's obviously a legend up in Derry City. He's been a highly decorated player up there. He's cut his managerial teeth at Finn Harps. And I think it's a sensible move by the board. You can see why they've done that. They're looking for a wee bit of continuity. It's the middle of the season. They haven't had a great start. So hopefully they'll hope that Peter will steady the ship and see how far he can take the club.
And we're going into the important stage of the season now for Derry, and I suppose the timing of this isn't perfect, given that they've got some big games now on the way to come.
Yeah, there's some difficult games coming up. You know, they've got Shamrock Rovers, they've got Sligo Rovers, they've got Drogheda, and I think Pats are thrown in there, and they've got Dundalk in the League Cup. So it's not an easy run of fixtures for them. But, you know, look, I'm sure the decision wasn't taken lightly, because it's never easy to part with a manager, and, you know, both sides entered that agreement thinking it would be probably a longer relationship. And it hasn't worked out. And as I say, these decisions are never taken easily. And sometimes you just have to sit back and see what's going to happen, you know.
And Sean, given your experience on the managerial front, your name has obviously had been linked with Derry. And when Roddy's departure was confirmed on Sunday night, was it a post that you thought that maybe Sean Connor could take over the role?
Listen, I'm obviously very confident in myself as a manager, and to manage at that level, I think I've already proven that, you know, and it's fantastic to be linked with a club like Derry City. And, you know, would I be interested in managing it? Of course I would have, you know, and they're a fantastic club. They've got great fans. They're very well run. They've a good stadium. So why wouldn't you want to manage them? But look, that's not the issue now. It's Peter Hutton's gig. And as I say, it'll best of luck to Peter. And I hope he really takes the club forward to where they deserve to be, which is they're certainly a top four side. And I'd like to see Derry City win the league sometime in the not too distant future.